It's Hannah, and this is Hannah's Take. Hey guys, my name is Hannah, and this is the first official episode of Hannah's Take. It is a gorgeous spring day, and I am walking outside. And I thought I'd talk about three things on this podcast today. Disney, loss, and God. Now, those three things are very different. But yet, they're all a part of my life in some way, shape, or form. So we're going to talk about them. We're going to talk about God first, because this is how I try to live my life. Okay. So, one thing that I have learned through being a young Christian in an era where the truth is different to everyone is that when you're in the Word constantly, you learn what the truth is. You learn that, hey, what other people might be selling you as the truth isn't real. It's not true. The truth of what I've learned is the truth of this life is that Jesus died on the cross to save all of us. That he desires a relationship with us. And that we can have one. And that he's returning to claim his church and his people. That's the truth. That's really what this life is about. Living each day as if it were our last. Being on purpose for God and being on purpose so that we know what... Living on purpose. Okay. Oh, I need to word this correctly. We need to live on purpose so that we can fulfill the call on our lives. Some of us are called to be teachers. And I have a lot of respect for teachers. Some of us are called to be EMTs and nurses. Some of us are called to be writers and speakers, and some of us are called to be missionaries. And we all have different callings on our lives. And it's so important to really discover the calling on our lives. You may not know what your calling is yet, and that's okay. I've only recently just figured it out, but yet I haven't. I've known this for a very long time. I am called to be a missionary, which is awesome. It's hard though. Not even gonna lie, I'm scared. But you know what? With the help of the Lord, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna make it. I will be fine. Let's see here. What can we talk about? About else about God. Let's talk about the love of God. Oh, the love of God is incredible. You know, there's a lot of controversy in the music community, even now, over the song "Reckless Love" by Corey Asbury. I love the song. It's so good. I actually wrote an Instagram post about it. I'm not going to read the post, but I remember writing the post. And it was definitely something that most people would not say or have. Or, you know, want is something that most people wouldn't say or want to express. But yes, God's love is reckless. The dictionary defines reckless as rash, careless, thoughtless, incautious, heedless, unheeding, inattentive, hasty, devil may care, impulsive. When we really get down to the truth of the matter, God's love is reckless. He doesn't care what it's going to take to get to you, get to me. He does it. Like it says in the song, there's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down coming after me. That is so God. You know, my relationship with God really isn't what it needs to be. And I just think about the overwhelmingness of it all. When you truly sit down and you think about this is how God loves me, you lose it. You have a moment where you cry because it's so overwhelming. You think, oh my goodness, someone loves me this much. Someone loves me enough to send their only child, their only son, to die for me. That, and when that hits you, it just completely blows your mind. And you just, when you think about it like that, you want to live your life on purpose and on fire for God. That's just the truth of the matter. That is the truth. And you know what? Another thing that we think about that's overwhelming is the same Holy Spirit that rose Jesus up from the grave lives, if you've accepted Jesus and have the Holy Spirit inside of you, it lives inside of you. Take a minute and think about that for a minute. If you accepted Jesus and you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, that is the Spirit that raised Jesus up from the grave and from hell. That lives inside of me and you if you've accepted Jesus. If that doesn't blow your mind, I don't know what will. I was talking to my parents about this, and they were like, yeah, it's true. And I just started, I lost it, because it just blew my mind to think that is, the Holy Spirit is one of the most powerful things in the world. And it lives on the inside of you and me. That, whoa, boom, mind blown. And I mean, like, hey, you don't have to, like, be weird about it. You just, wherever you are, if you're just feeling lonely, you just say, Holy Spirit, come and be with me. And you just get this feeling of peace. The peace that passes all understanding. Whew, I'm getting chills right now. But anyway, that is today's talk about God. Now we're going to talk about loss, because loss is something that's very real in my heart right now, and I need to talk about it. So, yeah, let's chat about losing people. So, in the last 6 years, I've lost 4 very influential people in my life. When I was 12, in 2013, I lost my grandfather, who was my who's one of my very best friends, and in a lot of ways he was My father figure, that's another story for another day. I might tell it, I might not. And then in 2017, I lost my uncle, my mom's brother, and that was very hard because he was a very special person to me. 2018, we lost my great-grandmother. Not my great-grandmother. Yes, my great-grandmother, my dad's grandma. She was the strongest woman of faith I knew. Except for my mom's mom, who just passed away. She passed away a little over a month ago. The loss is still fresh in my heart. Okay, so I'm going to talk to you guys about how I'm feeling about it. When you lose someone who is that influential in your life, you kind of don't know what to do. My grandma had cancer. She got it in 2007 and beat it. But then in 2013 it came back and it was raging. It was metastasized this time. In the last 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, it was managed through chemo. And, you know, she was doing great. You know, we could go shopping, we could be over her house and she would feel good, it would be fine. 2018 came around and we knew that it wasn't going to be too much longer if she made it through the year. She did. She made it through Christmas, which was wonderful. But 2018, she got on two very strong chemo drugs. And she was wiped out. She did not go anywhere most of 2018, except for when we took her or when my aunt was in town. And to a point, we knew that that was her last year. We kind of just knew because she was in such bad shape that it wasn't going to be long at all after Christmas. And we hated that. We hated that so much. But the Holy Spirit told us, like I was saying earlier, the Holy Spirit is very powerful and he's all knowing. That's another conversation for another day. But, Thanksgiving was good. It was very good. You know, she cooked turkey. She made the best turkey ever. And, you know, it seemed like she was fine, that her sciatic was acting up. But it wasn't her sciatic. Her cancer had spread to the point where it was in her bones. And her cancer had fractured her left femur bone. And she ended up in the hospital. But more on that in just a few minutes. Just a little bit. She, she knew 2 to 3 months before she died that she was going to die. That's all she could talk about. Planning her service and everything, that's what she talked about. But we would kind of like play it off, like, you know, you're not going to go anywhere anytime soon. She's like, yeah, you're right, and kind of laugh it off, but she knew in her heart. Okay, let's see here. Christmas was good. She just was in pain from her leg, which she thought was sciatic nerve, but it was the fracture. But it was the cancer about to fracture her leg. So my birthday came around, and she was still good, but not really herself. Mom's birthday came around. I knew that there was something not right here at all. So before we all went out, before my family went out for my mom's birthday, I offered to stay with her just because we had talked about it and known that she could not be alone any longer. We knew that, and she knew it too. So I offered to stay with her while Mom and Samuel and Andrew and Dad, my brothers and parents, were getting ready to go to Mykonos, which is a delicious restaurant here in Concord. That is amazing. It's really good food. While they were getting ready, like, getting makeup on, like, Mom was putting on makeup and the boys were getting dressed and just trying to get everybody ready, I stayed and we had the most meaningful conversation ever. Like, we talked about everything. And my aunt was coming into town, and it was a blessing she did, because the next day was my birthday party. My birthday is the 2nd of January. I am 18 years old. Just a heads up. was the next day. Because my birthday is January 2nd, you can't really have a party on that day because it's crazy. Like, people are still recovering from Christmas and everything. So I usually have my party later in the month. And my aunt got there shortly after we got to dinner, and this was the 11th of January, and she knew that something wasn't right, so apparently Grandma's leg had broken, and this is hard for me, so I'm sorry. The morning of January 12th, Grandma and my aunt went to the hospital. They went in the ambulance. And my mom was there too. Just because, well, anyway. They went to the hospital in the ambulance, and that's where she stayed for, I don't know, like 2 or 3 days maybe. And after that, she had made it very clear in the hospital that, you know, that she said something like, do not resuscitate. And for those of you who don't know what that means, it basically means if I'm dying, don't bring me back. Because I don't. Don't bring me back. And what that means when someone says DNR is basically let me die if I'm already dying. If my heart is stopping, don't bring me back. Some people get it tattooed on their chest above their heart, or like a full piece. I'm not really sure. Some people get really extreme with it. And then some people, like my grandma, have forms. Like my grandma had forms. And she had that sign on her door at the hospital and on her door at hospice, which is where I'm going with this next. She made the decision a long time ago when her time had come, or she knew her time was coming, to go to hospice. Because she did not want to be a burden to my mom and us. And we're like, no, Grandma, you're not a burden. But she's like, I want to do this. So she did it. We took her to hospice. I believe it was the 14th or the 15th of January. I think that's about right. But it was before my brother's birthday. But, it was so hard to see her go into hospice. I'm pulling up my text conversations with my mom. Hold on one second. I'm recording something. What? I'm recording something. Sorry, my brother came out and wants to play with me. But I'm not going to play because I need to finish recording this. Okay, so I can't remember, but it was around the 14th or 15th. And it was very hard to watch someone you love go into hospice.
She'd go off sick.
And we knew that at that point,
she'd go off sick.
It wouldn't be much longer. So from the 15th of January to the 7th of February, the day she died, she was in hospice. Excuse me. And that was hard, you know. We thought, oh, she's going to make it. She's going to pull it out and be fine. And live for however long. But she didn't. But what I said all that to say this. In the midst of loss, you can still find the good. You can still find the God. And I'm still trying. And I'm still trying to find the purpose in her dying. I'm still trying to find the why behind the what. The why did she have to die? And you know what? I'm not feeling super close to God right now. But I think in time, in due time, I'll come back around. And God will, he's working on my heart. I feel it. I feel that he's working on my heart right now. I feel he's working on my heart right now. I don't think it'll be long before I come back around. But anyway, let's talk about happy things. Let's talk about Disney. Because that is the final thing we're talking about on this podcast today. Disney. I freaking love Disney. I have actually, fun fact, I've never been to Disney World, which is so sad. I know none of you come for me here, but yeah, I've never been to Disney World in my life and it sucks, but I think we're going this year, which is awesomeness. So Disney is a very broad thing now, especially since they bought out Marvel and Star Wars, Disney has been something I've loved since I was a little girl. I love all the princess movies. My favorite movie is Cinderella, the 2015 one. My favorite Disney movie is the 2015 Cinderella. That movie's so good. If you haven't seen it, 10 out of 10 recommend. It's so good. Disney is such a good thing. It makes people happy. There's a reason why they call Disney World the happiest place on earth, because it is. You feel happy, like you forget your problems when you're watching a Disney movie. It just, Disney's so good. So yeah, I think that's about it. I'm all talked out for the day. So yeah, here, this is my first episode of Hannah's Take. I hope you guys will join me next week, next Thursday. For another episode of Hannah's Take, where I give you guys my take on issues that are happening in the world and issues that affect girls and absolutely everything. So, yeah, I love you guys and God loves you so much. And I'll see you on the next one.